Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Gillette City Council has given the okay for the Gillette Police Department to enter into an agreement with the Commission on the Accreditation of Law Enforcement Agencies, or CALEA, to begin the accreditation process. County 17 reports the Commission grants accreditation to law enforcement agencies whose policies and procedures meet certain standards in accordance with best practices. The cost of the accreditation is $11,450, with an annual renewal fee of just over $4,000 for on-site assessment each year for that reaccreditation. The American Cancer Society's Relay for Life event starts tomorrow morning, beginning with a Luminaria celebration at 9 a.m. and continues throughout the day at the American Legion Hall. The event is designed to bring awareness of all cancers, survivors, and the lives lost to cancer. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Sheriff has reported that the body of an adult man was found in the Weston Hills area on Wednesday morning. County 17 reports a forensic pathologist has been enlisted to assist Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum in identifying the body, which may prove to be difficult based on its state. Although Wallum said he was not prepared to make a public statement, he did confirm that there are tattoos that may help provide a positive identification. The Gillette College Foundation in Campbell County will receive a combined $3.4 million in grants from the U.S. Department of Commerce's Economic Development Administration's Coal Communities Commitment, intended to help support the county's economic recovery from the pandemic and the declining use of coal. The funding will be put towards economic development opportunities that can boost the county's economy. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.